It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, everybody. I'm here to say, Max and Ben, all the way. I love you, and my love is true. That's why we are here to do a podcast that will last till the end of time. Yeah, I got rhymes. It's not a crime to use a lime with this tequila shot. I don't smoke pot. My teeth don't rot. I wipe the snot off my nose while I'm wearing these robes down to my toes. I'm wearing these clothes. Ben is beatboxing.
Yeah.
Oh, ho, ho.
I was going to rap it, but then he just took off with it, and I loved it. It was great.
Lose yourself in the music the moment you know. You only get one shot. These weak arms are heavy, Mom Spaghetti.
It was so good.
That was great.
Ben Rabbit.
Yeah, Ben Rabbit. They call me Ben Rabbit, and instead of holding a banana, I hold a carrot.
So. Oh, there we go.
If Ines were there, she would have been holding a shit stick, right? yes, we rap, we sing into the cat. In France, we sing into the cat. It's a France.
This is a cabaret, though. I only rap it's cabaret, so we must call this a cabaret. A Moulin Rouge. This is a Moulin Rouge.
Here is my rap. Frère Jacques, dormez-vous?
Oh no, she did it!
Oh shit!
Oh. Why me? Why I gotta rap? I don't wanna rap, yo. I'm sick of getting thrown into rap battles, yo. I don't wanna rap.
He rhymed crying with crying. Oh my god!
Dom was so good on the mic right there. That was amazing.
Did you hear how many F-bombs were dropped from Nick during his rap? He said Francesco like 20 times. It was crazy.
Oh! Oh! Winky, winky.
Winky, winky. Stinky, stinky. Blinky, blinky. Everyone had a great rap battle today.
Amazing. And Lil Yachty was there judging it too, so that was cool, right?
Yeah, that was very cool with Lil Yachty. Lil Yachty was he was definitely there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He was there. Mm-hmm.
I seem to recall him being there, yes.
He was definitely available to be there.
But we have no evidence of it yet.
Not yet, but
we almost do though. I got a feeling
he might.
We're getting in an email right now with the evidence. We're opening up the email.
The evidence is there.
Oh my god!
This is war.
Oh, he was there.
We're not trying to flirt. We're trying to hurt.
But do you know what he said at the end of it?
That their raps
were lit. Your raps were lit.
He did.
I remember.
So Lil Yachty was there. He was there. I'm really glad we were able to get Lil Yachty to send over those clips.
That was great. Yeah.
Mid podcast.
He doesn't even have a manager. We just
no, he doesn't. He doesn't need one.
He just did Lil Yachty at gmail.com, and sure enough, he just replied right away.
He's a man of the people, Lil Yachty.
And he clipped, like, so I'm sorry, but like, he recorded himself there and he clipped himself and sent it to us that fast. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, well, he was watching the live stream, and so he was, you know, we had a lot of
he was already there, on
so
it.
He had time.
He saw us struggling to find the evidence online.
Yeah.
And he sent it our way. That's nice. Yeah.
Well, he just knew that
your raps were lit.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was cool stuff.
I'm honored, Lil Yachty. Thank you,
Lil Yachts. Lil Boat, you can call him sometimes, but that's like his dark side. It's pretty cool.
Really? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's like his alt. He's like, you don't want to know Lil Boat, he said before.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Yachty's cool. Really good new album, by the way. You can check out the final compatibility challenge, which I tried to recap last podcast when I was looking at the wrong page of notes. So we already talked about the Willy
and
thing.
I was very confused. I started second guessing myself. I was like, am I crazy?
Almost had to lock you in the van.
Yeah.
Yeah. So true or false, want to get married in the next 2 years. So were you surprised that Abby wants to get married in the next 2 years?
No.
Were you surprised that she said true, though?
Oh, you mean that Bartice would?
No, that Abby, that she admitted that she wanted to get married in the next 2 years.
No.
Okay.
I think just that's just Abby all the way. Like we said, when she commits, you know, and when she divorces, she divorces.
On 20 somethings Austin, she was just like, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. You know, like that's not what I'm into. I'm coming out of a wedding.
I think that's what she wants, like, deeply. I think she really, truly does. Excuse me. She really, truly does want to get to that point. But I think that she can't help herself sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I just
because
didn't know
she is who she is. She, like, she wants to dive into the deep end as soon as possible.
Yeah. I didn't know how long she wanted to be single for.
Yeah.
Both Georgia and Bartice don't want to get married in the next 2 years. They were the only people that didn't want to, I believe.
Yeah, everybody wants to get married quick.
Yes.
They should all go on Love is Blind.
I think Francesca put false for Damien. But I think Francesca wants to get married, I believe, in the next 2 years. Correct? Was that what happened?
Open married. Yes.
Oh yes. Everybody like wants to have kids, I think. Wants to have sex 4 times a week. Only Dom said false, which was not surprising.
What is going on there?
Just has a low libido.
I guess he really must. He must. Yeah.
Yeah. Just has a low libido.
Okay. Yeah. I sound judgy. I shouldn't be judgy.
Yeah.
It
actually explains a lot. Like, I thought he was just slow moving, and then I actually forgot about this. When this came up, I was like, oh, he just has a low libido. Like,
I guess why I reacted the way I did to that is because I feel like he's always clenching on to these ladies so tight, and he's just like very touchy feely. I just assumed he does want it, but I don't know.
I guess it's just like what relationships he enjoys, like the other aspects of relationships a lot. Like sex isn't like the key component to him. It's like the other aspects of affection, maybe. So like sex 4 times a week isn't like the most important thing to him.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
I don't know, just guessing.
Yeah, Dom, you can have both. I don't know if you know this, but you can have both.
Doesn't want it.
He just wants one, not the other.
Francesca wants an open marriage. Damien doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magic Mark, he likes being tied down.
Yes, he does.
He does. He likes it. Just one person for him.
Bartice is willing to locate for you. Abby puts true, his answer is false. I love her saying he's that committed to Dallas. Yeah, he's not going to move.
Those Austin folks, they look down on all the other
cities. He's not going to move all the way to Austin for you. That's really far. That's like moving to a different country.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I can't.
They allow more than one pass in Austin, so that's not going to work.
There's so much going on in Dallas. He can't leave it.
The Cowboys.
The right rodeo. The
Cowboys
pig,
went to the playoffs. So
the greased pig chasing. You know, there's all this stuff going on there. The Cotton Eye Joe fairs. You know, yeah. All this stuff.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind happened there.
He's also got to see through what happens between Matt and Colleen. He's just like, he wants to see it happen.
I think the Alamo was in the center of Dallas, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, right in the center of Dallas. Ben, you're shaking your head. Yeah, I think
downtown Dallas. You're right.
Remember the Alamo. Don't forget.
I know. I always forget.
Yeah.
That and something else that happened in New York, I can't remember. But I'm like forgetting them all the time.
Yeah. The big drama here happens between Bartice and Abby. She put true. He put false. This is what they put as their answers in the challenge, and they were both wrong. So by she putting true, she thought that he would say true, but he really put false, and he put false, which means that she put true. So they got it wrong, and I think everybody else got it right. Very sad.
Yeah, so sad.
It's almost like they shouldn't be matched up together and they're not compatible.
You would think that wouldn't be like a difficult word problem to decipher. But, you know, if you have that much, if you're overthinking it that much, then yeah, probably not a good sign, I think. Not a good sign.
Nicole in the chat says that the Alamo is insane. St. Antonio? I think she's forgetting the Alamo and you're supposed to remember it. And it's in Dallas. So it's very sad. You guys aren't remembering where the Alamo is. And
St. Antonio, he was on the circle, right?
If you guys listen to our Love is Blind season 3 coverage, you know we are Texas experts and that maybe our podcast rating went down because of it. So it's really good.
Yeah, well, a whole 0.4.
Yeah, well,
they do everything bigger in Texas, including negative reviews.
4.9 to a 4.5 in a matter of days. Results. But in last place, Bartice and Abby. Apparently, Abby only missed one, and Bartice just fucked up like so many. Then Damien and Francesca, then Dom and Georgia, then Chloe and Shane and Joey and Carousel. I have to say, if I had to have predicted the order, this is probably the order that I would have picked. Maybe I would have switched Dom and Georgia and Damien and Francesca, but this is pretty much what I would
have. You might
have
put Dom and Georgia in fourth, yeah.
Maybe, yeah, but Damien and Francesca, I mean, they like know each other.
It's interesting with Dom and Georgia because if they're not having, you know, relations, you know, because of Dom's low libido, then, you know, they should only be talking for most of the time, right? So you would think they'd have an edge going into this.
No, because she's sleeping whenever they're alone.
Oh, that's right.
She just goes to sleep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, if it was a quiz about sleeping patterns, then I think Dom would get it 100%.
Oh, 100%. He would know everything. He would know about her REM, you know, all the good
him
stuff.
Him and Inez, too, if Inez were in there.
Yeah, definitely. So apparently Abby was like fuming when she was on the couch and upset. So Abby and Bartice talk, and she says that putting false felt really mean of him. And, oh no, she said when she was thinking about what to put, she felt that putting false felt really mean and putting true felt too much, but she erred on the side of you're really cool. And she felt that putting false felt like a hard no. And Bartice is like, I didn't feel like it felt like a hard no. I just felt like I couldn't say yes. And he says that he's still into her, you know? But I didn't feel like he was really comforting her in this moment. You know, I felt like he could have been nicer in this conversation to reassure her if he's actually into her.
Yeah. I mean, it to me, it just sounded like typical Bartice where, you know, you just get that vibe that he's still going to explore all of his options by the end of the night.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel that he is somewhat into her, but I just felt like he wasn't, like, putting forth the effort necessary to just be nicer about it,
no.
You know? It just seemed to lack some, like, emotional intelligence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I do like that this challenge stirred up what it was supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, this was, like, the exact intention of it. Like, this is what challenges should do on dating shows. They should make couples uncomfortable.
100%.
It should
be an instigator.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it made Damien and Francesca uncomfortable, and it made Abby and Bartice uncomfortable. People should not be comfortable on these shows. There should be drama. And, you know, just because we're heading towards the end of the show, people shouldn't be happy and in love. They should be still second-guessing things up until the last second.
They tried to get Joey and Carousel, too, with the marriage questions.
Yeah, it's good.
And they didn't. Because you know those two prep before everything, like, you know, they're on the same page. They're on the exact same page.
Yeah, Nicole says they should have more challenges like that. I agree. They should have had more. There was a few like physical ones that I'm fine with physical ones, but you can like mix in with the physical things like more questions and stuff like that. But
yeah, instigate drama. If it's physical, have the couple wrestle each other or something.
Even like with Cringy and Cute, I feel like some of them could have been more personal like this. Like I liked Cringy and Cute. It was fun, but I felt like it could have got more personal and had a better effect on it.
Yeah.
But I like these some to stir up drama. So Joey and Carousel they go on their date. And they get snow cones, and you know Joey is just so impressed to learn how ice is crushed. He never knew how ice was crushed before. Wow! He Very can't cool. believe it. Were you impressed?
Yeah, I'm impressed. To a certain degree, yeah.
Yeah, they say everything is great, and Joey says we're ready for the next step, like talking about moving in together. And when he says like talking about it, are you getting cold feet? She's just so worried about him having cold feet, Ben.
Yeah, from all the ice crushing that he's going to be doing now with his feet.
He's going to have a hobby.
He's going to make it like grapes is what he's going to do. He's going to put ice at the bottom of a cork barrel, and he's going to start crushing all the ice with his feet.
Yeah, they say you know they say I love you. Have we heard them say I love you before?
I don't know.
I know. I was like, it felt dramatic, but it also didn't. I couldn't remember.
I honestly can't remember if they've said that to each other before.
I mean, there were fireworks. I couldn't tell if they were real or not.
Yeah.
Because were those fireworks real or was it? Was I imagining
them
in my head?
It was all using like Apple Motion.
No, I thought maybe I was imagining them because the love was so pretty. Because
it was like a fairy tale in your mind.
Yeah, was it in my mind? Did you see fireworks
too?
No,
I saw them too. But I think the real question is like, how did the universe know? Like right at that moment after they said, I love you, that the fireworks would launch. That's incredible.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was a maybe beautiful it was, moment.
Maybe it was Shuby. Maybe Shuby is down there, brought some fireworks with him.
He was anything for Broy Joey, man.
Yes. Yes. Woo.
Fireworks.
That's good. That's so good.
Yeah, he loves them. He loves those fireworks.
He loves the fireworks. He likes the kind that like sparkle and swizzle out at the end, you know, the white ones.
Yeah.
Those are his favorite.
I remember in the circle he kept lighting smoke bombs in the
Yeah.
in his apartment.
Yeah, he kept gassing himself out and then he had to go on the balcony while they clear out the smoke. Back at the villa, everybody is pouting because they didn't get to go on the date with the fireworks. It's like, you could see the fireworks from the villa. Like, what's the big deal? I don't think fireworks on my date.
Yeah. Well, they're teasing them. Huh?
Yeah. Well, Shane and Chloe, they're having a good time. They're making pancakes. They're eating pancakes.
They're eating small butts? I don't understand.
Yeah, they're eating little butts. Flat
little
butts.
Booty holes. Little booty holes.
You're very... It must be hard, Ben. It must be hard for you.
I don't understand.
Do you hear that Chloe snort? Chloe snorted. I got the snort. Don't
sounds
worry.
Like
I,
a can opener. What is
I have? Do you want to hear that snort versus Izzy's snort? So we have Izzy's snort, and then we have Chloe's snort. So yeah, so we have those.
One sounds like a can opener. The other sounds like an actual snort.
And then we have Xanthi's squeal from the Circle season. Was it 5?
So I mean, that's down the winner right there. Right?
Yeah, we have some very interesting sounds that we've been able to record over our time here.
A whole zoo of them, you could
yeah,
say.
Yeah, interesting noises people are able to make. I'm glad we're able to preserve them, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
So everyone talks about the open relationship question. And everyone's like... Everyone said we wouldn't be in an open relationship, right? Because nobody actually does those.
Nobody would actually do that.
Nobody's ever been in an open relationship, right? None of us, right? We made a pact to not be in an open relationship, right? No one, right?
I mean, nobody's that insane, right?
No one's ever
non-monogamous.
I like how Damien thinks the way it works. He's like, because then if we were in a relationship, like, I could just hook up with people and not tell you. Like, I just cheat on you, right?
Damien, no.
It's like, no, I'm pretty sure that you have an open relationship. You're open with the person. Yeah.
And then he went, oh, no. I owe Giannina an apology then.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Is that why? Oh, no.
Yeah. But when Francesca called Damien that... she couldn't have one penis for the rest of her life. You did see him die inside. Magic Mark was just not that magic that day.
Yeah. Damien, he was thinking in his mind. He was like, okay, now I got to get this surgery where I have like 3 penises. What's this?
I'll do anything.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. Like, I'll have
I just don't know how it's gonna work. Do I like, put I'll one just... on my leg? Should I put one on my leg?
Dom calls. This is what Dom says about Damien, and I felt that it was not very self-reflective.
Damien's this like innocent little mopey puppy.
I was like, do you remember yourself like 2 weeks
like
ago?
Like every episode?
Yeah, like every day. It's like we have the footage. We can go back.
That's not you, anymore.
Yeah, I can give you time codes to like when you go on dates or when like Georgia goes to the bathroom and you're sitting outside of it, clawing at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Francesca starts talking about threesomes being the best, and everyone's like, I thought we agreed that we wouldn't do them! We agreed that we wouldn't do them in the future, and that we never did them in the past.
Yeah.
Now we're all awkward.
Yeah. I'm surprised Damien wasn't like, well, what do we do with this information? What do we do?
Abby and Bartice the next day, he says, I feel like I destroyed us and I lost your trust. But she says that, I know you didn't mean to hurt me. I was just processing, but now I'm back and they're happy again. And this just made me so happy because I didn't know what to do with them gone. And having them back, I felt whole again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same.
I feel good again. I felt bad and now I feel good again.
Yeah. They made a handshake deal. They each signed a contract. They said we'll be here until the end of the show together.
A marriage contract?
Oh, it's just a relationship contract.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You don't sign those? I always do. I still have a contract from over a decade ago when I
That's good. So we get to the Uncle Nick's creepy closet. And there's two single men and two single women on the board. Will LC get in? So we have LC, Colony, Nick, and Chase. So they decide they're going to send Bartice and Abby on the dates. Joey says Bartice always seems like his options are open, and they put him next to LC. They say LC was also on Love is Blind, so of course they're a perfect match. And Bartice is open to everyone, so they're going to give LC a shot.
Yeah, you know what? As long as she's in there.
Yeah, the producers were like, we don't really want to talk to her anymore. It's been really awkward having her not get in the show. So they're both on Love is Blind. That's the reason.
Even if they have to go through Bartice to get there, I'm okay.
Yeah, she's getting in the show. Okay, guys, this is really mean. You've all been really
mean.
I
think L in LC stands for lucky because she finally got in there.
It's episode 10. This is awful.
It is terrible.
I know it's 10. Poor not LC. Even 9. It's and it's like halfway through episode 10.
Yeah.
They say that Chase couldn't be a good partner for Abby because she's a bad girl and he's a But they think Abby is Nick's type. And
I do wish they had brought in Chase, though.
I know, I do too.
Chase is great TV.
Yeah. Carousel does at the end say, do you want to go on a date to Joey? But nothing happens. It's disappointing. Tricked us.
I wish they would. Like, just do it already. You guys keep talking about how you got to test your relationship.
Yeah, test it. Test it. So Joey and Carousel come back. They tell Abby and Bartice going on dates. People think tonight is going to be crazy.
Meow. Meow.
Who is that?
A cat. There's a cat in the villa now.
Meow.
So many cats. Isn't there another cat we have in there somewhere? Let's get these two going. I want to hear them.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow.
What's the more convincing cat?
Both are. This is
this is Chloe, by the way.
Okay.
Meow.
And this is Raven.
Meow, meow, meow.
No, Raven definitely wins. She wins.
Yeah, that one's good. So Nick and Abby play bocce, which Nick likes to call bocce ball because he's a fucking noob. it's called bocce. Bocce ball.
Something you play over at Union Hall, huh?
Yeah, I played before. I played in college a lot because we had like a grass driveway to the house that I lived at. So we played a lot.
Nice.
I love bocce ball. Yeah, big bocce ball player.
I never played bocce ball that much until like Brooklyn when I moved there, and Union Hall was a hot spot for that.
It's quite a fun game.
Kind of like shuffleboard a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. I like shuffleboard too.
It's good. It's good because I'm not coordinated. And I feel that you don't have to be very coordinated to play bocce ball. You know, I don't have to catch. I don't have to defend. I don't have to run. You know?
Not really. Yeah. No.
So it's good.
You just got to toss. You just got to be a good tosser.
Yeah, I can toss. Yeah. Nick is excited to be the chaos going into the house. But what really stood out to me was Nick saying this.
I think you have blonde hair on the show, but I'm digging the brunette vibes.
Because if you remember, Nick said this.
Typically go for like brunettes. I feel like brunettes are sort of wife vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he likes.
They're also both from Austin.
Yeah.
This could be a
a perfect match in matrimony.
Yeah.
He says he digs the brunette vibes. He says brunette vibes are white vibes. I mean, perfect match in my eyes.
Yeah. I hope he brought a ring with him.
He did. He probably brings wherever he goes.
Nets aren't going to come along just every single day.
No, they're not. They're not very common.
No.
At the end, Abby says Nick is really cool, but she's feeling Bartice in general.
Okay.
And before we get back to the dates, let's take a break and hear from our sponsor.
Yeah.
And our sponsor for today is Manscaped. Support for Reality Alert is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 14 million balls.
Yeah, Max, there's some great stuff in this package here. They've got the crop preserver. They've got the deodorant. Yeah. They've got all this great stuff. And, no longer is my wife hearing me screaming, yo, after I'm done shaving. It's heaven. It's great.
Yeah, when you use that Crop Reviver toner, Ben, you're saved. You are saved forever. And I am so happy for you and for me that we have this now.
It's the best. It's great. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code REALITYALERT. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Okay, let's get back to the show. So we get to the date with Bartice and LC. LC says she's most known for getting dumped in the pods. I like LC in this instance. You know, I've always liked her. She's flirty, she's fun, you know, she brings in a good energy. She's clearly has a lot of pent up energy. You know, she hasn't talked to a person in probably a long time.
Right. It was crazy. She entered the house and she had like a beard down to the floor.
Asked what year it was, like Robin Williams and Jumanji. Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was wild.
This was a really fascinating date. They tried on hats and they looked at water. It was really fun. This was really great.
I love a good try on hat date.
Yeah.
They're the absolute best.
I like when she
sometimes
asked,
you put on a fedora and you're like, hey, see,
yeah, like,
you know,
it's for gardening.
And then you put on like one of those big sun hats and you go, ooh. Right?
It's good. She asks Bartice how things are going with Abby, and then he totally skates around the answer. He's such a worm. He's such a wriggly little worm. He's good.
Yeah, he's a little worm boy.
That's yes. What he is. So what is up with these shows and these love locks and taking the key and littering in these rivers? We've seen this on so many reality shows. They just take the key and they throw it in the fucking river.
Wouldn't be the first time the United States has littered the Panama Canal.
They just fucking litter it.
God bless America.
We've seen this on Love is Blind. We've seen it here. I think we saw it on one other show.
There's another show we saw too. Yeah, with the locks. Yeah, 90 Day Fiancé. Did they?
Yeah,
90
Day Fiancé. We saw a love lock. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Why do they have to throw the key in the river? I mean, it's just these aren't real relationships.
Yeah. Well, and as we've discussed, eventually someone's going to come by with the bolt cutters because bridges can't sustain.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Come on. Yeah, so they pollute the Panama Canal. That's great. Actually, I don't know if this is the Panama Canal, but who knows? So Chloe and Georgia, they're writing raps back in the villa. You know, we get this great soundbite.
Can you guys be on nipple watch tonight?
And all the men in the house immediately raise their hand.
Everybody at the exact same time said, I'll do it.
Me, please.
They started fighting. They started wrestling. They're like,
you got to do it last night. It's actually, I heard Netflix is optioning a pilot for Nipple Watch to be a new show.
Yeah, I heard Vanessa Lachey is going to be on it. She plays like the FBI agent. On Nipple Watch. I think it's Nipple Watch Hawaii, right? Nipple
Watch Hawaii, yeah. It's a modern take on Baywatch. Bartiz and Elsie come back, and Ben, they are not holding hands. Not. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Elsie does not know how to act like a human. She comes in crab walking. I'm like, you girl, that's such a bad impression. Nobody crab walks, you weirdo.
Yeah, and then she kept going, and they were like, and Bartiz was like, she doesn't fully remember how to speak yet, so just talk to her normal. She does understand you, kind of, but she'll get there. She can say a couple of words. She can say love and match.
And she started like referencing Napoleon Dynamite, and she was like, vote for Pedro. It was really weird. I was like, oh, see, God, just don't talk. Don't talk.
Yeah, we later learned that when they had her sequestered, they only gave her one VHS tape of Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
To watch over and over again. Yeah.
But she thinks Bartiz is hot. Just wait till you really know his personality. So Nick and Abby come back, not holding hands, and Shane and Nick hug, but Shane has something to say.
If he even thinks about messing around with Chloe, I will rip his heart out, I will mess his teeth up, like, I will knock his brains out of his skull, like, if he even comes close to touching my girl right now at night.
He's gonna put ink in Nick's tea, mess his teeth up.
He's gonna put what in his tea?
Ink.
Ink, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't think Shane is kidding at this point. I think he's really serious.
Yeah.
He's very upset.
But what's he going to do to himself if he fucks it up himself? Is he going to fuck up his own teeth?
No, Shane's because I think you see when things get messed up, Shane only blames the other person.
It's always Nick's fault.
It's always Nick's fault or like
Chloe's
or his lover's fault.
Yeah.
Even though it's usually Shane's fault. Did you catch the laugh at the end of that, by the way?
Oh, that one. Oh, I like that one. That one's different from the others.
Yeah, it's really good. So we got two new laughs. So this is the laugh we got last episode. And this is one we got this episode. We know 18 laughs. Isn't that amazing?
Can we play them all, please, right now?
Yeah, one sec. Let me get, let me find them. Okay.
I'm sorry. I <haven't> got... Wow.
It's beautiful.
You could create a symphony with this, really.
It is. Nick said he's had his eye on LC before this whole thing, but he didn't want to come on too strong. And we do learn more about this.
That's cool. I did not know that Nick like actually had a crush on LC. And
yeah, before this whole thing, a little bit.
You would think that would have been a fun thing to introduce earlier in the show rather than in the last couple episodes.
I know. I think he only had control of the board once, and maybe she wasn't on the board yet. I don't know.
But, you know, ultimately, producers have control of everything.
Yeah. So. Joey asks Nick if Abby was on Nick's list, and he says no. Nick asks Bartiz how things are going with Abby, and he says they're going well. So we do know that Nick's not really that into Abby. Probably because there's another brunette there now, and she's a natural brunette, so that's more wife vibes than a
yeah. I mean, he can tell he can tell fake from not fake. When it comes
well, I mean, he watched 20-somethings Austin. She had blonde hair, so he knows.
Yeah,
she has fake hair.
He's on. He knows.
You went to MIT. He can watch television.
Yeah.
They teach you how to spot a fake brunette at MIT.
Yeah.
Okay.
They teach you how to watch TV.
It's one of the first things they learn. All right.
So Nick Lachey arrives, and this time I really listened. And he says, if you don't believe your most compatible match is here, you must leave the house alone. And I was like, oh, he probably said this last episode. That's what I missed. Okay. Yeah. Now I understand why those people quit the show. Okay. That's what happened. So people are going to quit the show now. Okay.
Yeah. Were your neighbors getting upset at you for yelling? They're dropping like flies.
Yeah, it was like, the cat, the matches. Bertice and Abby, they say they were nervous on their dates. Abby basically said she told Nick she was into Bertice, and Bertice tells Abby that he was thinking about her the whole date. He tells her that even if they were on bad terms, that he couldn't move on that fast. That's not true, Bertice, because at the Love is Blind reunion, we heard that you were seen on a boat with a woman right after you said no to Nancy at the altar. So you could move on that fast. Thank Got you. Gotcha. Drag him. Drag Got him. Got him. Him.
You can get on a plane. You can get on a train. You can get on a boat. You can get on whatever you want. We're still going to find out, Bertice. Yeah.
We know everything. You can lie to her, but you can't lie to us.
You could get on a goddamn spaceship and go into space, and we'd still know if you were with a woman up there.
We can roll the tape. Do you want us to roll the tape? Because we'll roll the tape.
We'll roll the Napoleon Dynamite tape right now.
Yeah, we have it.
We'll do it.
We'll do the dance that he did. Meanwhile, Joey and LC are talking, and Joey's like, uh-oh, the convo over there looks serious. And LC's like, should we crash? But she shouldn't, because Bertice and Abby are going to get together. Nick comes over, and Nick is like, you're not going to catch with Bertice? And LC is like, he has a beautiful smile, but he's with Abby. And that's when Joey ditches, and we learn that LC was in Nick's DMs, Ben.
I like this.
That's like us. We're in Nick's DMs.
We're in Nick's DMs, yeah.
Or very should we say cool. Nick's in our DMs? I think he DM'd us first.
He was in our DMs.
He DM'd us first.
But then we gladly went right back into his DMs.
Yeah, yeah, but he DM'd us first. I just want to say that.
Yes.
He was the first to DM us. We have the evidence.
Actually, the first thing he DM'd us was, ooh. Ooh, just a audio soundbite of that, which we both thought was very funny.
Yeah.
Winky, winky.
Yeah, he did. He started sending us his own soundbites. It's true. apparently, he posted a story saying he wanted to know if his followers are single or in a relationship. And she said single. And that's when he followed her back and responded to her.
Love this. I think this is awesome. This is like the first thing that really feels like super sincere. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
It feels extremely genuine. It really does. And I'm like, oh my God, this actually feels real.
Because he says he remembers it and that he was excited about it. But also so funny that Nick is like, okay, now I know who's single because I don't want to DM with anybody who's not single. Like, I don't want friends. I'm not here to make friends on Instagram, you know?
Yeah, right.
I'm not on Instagram to make friends.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to be a homewrecker. He wants to know who's single because he doesn't want to be talking to anyone.
You're right. He did
in
it.
In a monogamous relationship.
Yeah, he only had good intentions, you know, trying to find out who's single on Instagram.
You know Nick and his polls. He loves his polls.
Yeah, well, now I know that when he makes those polls, he's just trying to date me. You know, now I know what's
going on.
He
loves his polls like Magic Mark does.
Now I know that everything is just for dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well played. Well played. But they're very excited about each other. I like when she says, if you're obsessed with me, just say that. You know?
That was cute. They're flirting hard. They're flirting hard. I like it. It's good. It's really good.
We get to Georgia and Chloe's raps. Are you ready, Ben?
All right, let's do it.
Well, you didn't like them?
Dom, you've got it going on. Yeah. In a house full of males, you have the sickest nails. You like cereal, donuts, and pie. You are my kind of guy. A tattooed punk who loves anime. For you, I would even relocate away. Oh! Thanks for being such a catch. I've definitely found my perfect match.
She said she would relocate away. Does she mean she would run farther away from him to get even
where does
farther?
Dom live
in the States or Canada? Oh, is he Canadian?
Is he Canadian? So she would change her name from Georgia to Canada, I think.
Yes.
Right? She lives in Georgia, right?
I think she's saying she would relocate further away from him when this is over.
Right. That
she would relocate away,
yeah,
she said.
To wherever Harry Jowsey's living.
Yeah, wherever Harry Jowsey is.
That's where she would relocate.
Yeah, that's what she wants
this
to
This is
do.
For Dom. This is for him.
Yes.
For his best interest.
Chloe said she was writing a rap, but she introduces this as a poem, I just want to say. So, Nick's messaging.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, Georgia's going to do some dancing,
so
too.
This is like a Hamilton sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
Not quite a rap, but also, like, you know, it is a little bit, but it's a poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was a musical. It wasn't a poem.
No, I know, but you know how he started out with everything. It was like he started out at one of those poetry things, one of those slam poetry things at the White House, you know, so it's evolved.
Yes.
It's a poem.
Okay, let's go.
Shane, you being a mummy's boy fills me full of joy. You make me insane in the membrane. This is a rap to show my love for you. I can't contain this compatibility. Please trust in me. I'm going to fly overseas and try and be the girl of your dreams. Oh, we've been through some shit, but because of your patience, we turned it around quick. Oh. With laughter and kisses, this isn't one to miss. I love that you're a cheeky monkey, because I am one too. I'm sorry once again for what we have been through. Aww. But listen, when I say this, it's never been more true. I can say I found my perfect match, and I'm falling in love with you.
That's a mic drop if I ever heard one.
Your raps were lit.
Oh my god, she's falling in love with him?
By the way, that laugh halfway through from Shane, that was the one that I messaged you about.
Oh, I have it.
It's so good.
It's a surprise. I had it as a surprise. You thought there were only eight? There's nine. I'm surprised that's the only one
that's
that you
nervous
caught.
Laugh. That's
you
his
only
nervous
caught
laugh.
That one? There were so many.
There's so many. That was like his nervous laugh. Like, each laugh has its own personality.
Yeah.
We should really dissect all these in an episode someday.
It's really beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that he likes that she's falling in love with him, but he's also scared and apparently very angry.
Wouldn't you if you got cannonballed? I'd be scared too.
Yeah, I could never.
I'd always be looking up everywhere I go, Max. I'd be looking up, looking for fools.
It's not as good as the song makes it sound. Cannonball! Ah! I heard they play that song to torture people at Guantanamo.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrifying.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that a waterboarding joke?
No, it's just because it gives Shane PTSD.
Okay.
Abby and Bartice match, Joey and Carousel match. Damien Francesca, Damien says he's never had an open relationship or a three-way, but he's open to exploring it. How do you think that's gonna go for Damien?
Great. I think it's gonna go awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. How
more magic mark to go around, you know?
Yeah. How quickly do you think until he says
at some point you sort of feel like you're getting fucked over
into the first threesome? 5 minutes. Six minutes.
Yeah,
I was gonna say 10, and then I was like, "That's
how
too
many
far
kisses
into it.
up one arm will it last before he realizes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long till the third person? Oh, I think Damien's the third person. So the second person gets weirded out by Damien's eyes being open.
Yeah.
He gives her a long speech about how he's so honest to threesomes, and then they match, and he says that he's falling in love with her.
A lot of love going around.
Yes.
A lot of genuine, sincere love that I think it will all probably come to fruition in marriage, I think.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Dom and George match. He says they finally have no drama and they're doing what they're supposed to do, if you know what I mean. Sleep?
Sleep, yeah.
Side by side?
You are supposed to do that. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane, Nick, and LC. This is where LC and Nick ruin everything between Shane and Chloe. They say,
I know. LC's stirring the pot.
Weren't you worried about the whole Mitchell thing? Doesn't it make you insecure? Aren't you thinking, why did she make you second choice? Shouldn't you be questioning this whole thing?
First, I was on board with what LC was saying. Aren't you worried about the whole Mitchell thing? Yeah, like obviously everybody should be. We're all worried about the fact that this guy keeps getting on television. He keeps saying, we're all worried about it. Yes. Resounding yes. Aren't you worried about the fact that Chloe was dating him at a certain point? Doesn't that frighten you a little bit?
Yeah. No one that says FERC should be allowed to be on television. We're all worried about it.
But then as she kept going, I was like, oh no. Like, do you know who Shane is? You're going to send him spiraling. Like, you just poked a sleeping bear. And now he's in his own head about this. Not yeah, good.
I mean, LC and Nick haven't been there, so they're probably just catching up, being like, wait, what happened?
Well, no, Nick should know to stop LC halfway through and go,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but he's probably trying to hook up with Chloe at this point, so.
Yeah, Nick, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, good, LC.
Yeah, she might give me a 10. I mean, you move up from a 9 to a 10 in my kissing score, so. So Shane goes over to Chloe and he's like, how do you feel about everything? And Chloe's like, well, we're different than me and Mitchell. And that's when he says, after the pool incident, after you chose him, it's hard to know. It's hard to know that you celebrated. And Chloe's like, I didn't intentionally pour water on you. You know, like it wasn't like I tried to embarrass you.
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't trying to do anything. The producers just told me to jump into the pool at one very specific time. And I didn't question it. I just did it. And they said, make as big of a splash as you can for the cameras.
Yeah. Do you think that she knew that she was splashing it on Shane?
No. But I think the producers did tell her.
Yeah, I think they knew what they were doing, but I don't think Chloe knew.
No, no. I think that if she had taken a minute to sit down and think about it, then maybe there's a chance. But, you know, when you're there, you're just doing what the producers are saying.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think any fault lies on Chloe for that at all.
It did bother me because she says, I didn't mean to be a shit person. And Shane says, well, you were 100%.
Shit stick.
Shit.
Okay, let's get it right. Okay.
Did she say shit stick?
No.
No, okay. And Shane says, well, you were 100% a shit stick. Honestly. And it's like,
Shane, too much.
It's like he just, like, all right, first of all, like in relationships, he just like can get so dark when these things happen. But also, as we see what happened we didn't see it, but we heard from Natalie that fight that they had before their wedding day, where he apparently was like really mean to her. He gets really dark when he drinks. And by the way, this is not me excusing him whatsoever, but like this really, the dark side of him comes out when he drinks.
He did look like he was a little drunk.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that like this dark side of him that exists really comes out when he drinks. And like that's what it felt like. Like
and you know, there could have been an appropriate way if it was something that was itching at him or bothering him. He could have gone up to her in an appropriate manner and said, hey, look, you know, I'm still not over this whole, you know, pool thing. you know, it just is rubbing me the wrong way. Can you, you know, what, can you tell me from your point of view what happened? Because it felt like malice when it happened. So could you please explain from your point of view? I think there's better ways to go about it.
Yes, Nicole says this is the same man who told his fiance that he hated her the night before their wedding. Yeah, it's like Shane can be this really like fun guy, but he has a lot to work on in relationships and with himself. He doesn't seem really ready to be in a relationship. Or if you do want to be in a relationship with Shane, you know that there's going to be a lot of baggage to work on with him. And this really, this side of him that's just going to be like this. And I just seems like it'd be really hard to deal with, you know, I don't know. It's just really an unhealthy conversation.
Well, yeah. And of course, like a guy like him, being put in this scenario specifically, like Perfect Match or these reality dating shows,
yeah,
it's like a recipe for disaster, which of course is why they're casting him. Yeah. But it's also like not really helping. That's,
yeah,
it's not helping him too much.
I do want to say he said that the cannonball thing was the most humiliating thing that ever happened to him in his entire life. And I'm like, more embarrassing than getting no at the altar? Is that more?
The cannonball's worse. No. Well, no, you know, I no at the altar, I don't think that's that bad. What about Wrigley Field striking out?
Oh, I think Wrigley Field striking out was more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That or the cannonball. You know, I heard like after the whole cannonball thing, did you see him in the corner with like little headphones in, and he was singing like Miley Cyrus? He was like, "You came at me like a cannonball."
Good, Ben. Music.
I actually sent that one in to Weird Al.
To Weird Al, you sent it to Weird Al.
I sent it to Weird Al, and I got a rejection letter.
So. Oh, that's mean.
Yeah.
So Nick and LC match. Shane talks to Francesca, and he really wants to talk to her about the cannonball thing. But then Chloe tries to get involved in his conversation, complaining about her. He's like, "You celebrated my demise," and she tries to reason with him, and he just won't hear it. And then when things get hard, she just goes to bed. He says, everyone tells him to follow her. He won't. Nick says, "You're self-sabotaging." It's really a whole
it's
thing.
True. Oh, the fuck up, Shane. Jesus Christ.
I think Shane does have a little bit of self-awareness in this moment, too, because he's like smirking when Nick says that.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, shit."
And Shane's like, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is what I'm doing.
I do that. That's me.
I do that."
I'm a big self-sabotager.
Yeah. And he's like, "Okay, I'll go up to the room and self-sabotage some more."
So then he says he's going to leave because Chloe wouldn't talk to him when she wanted to go to sleep and he was being unreasonable and probably drunk. Do we think that he's actually leaving? He's threatened before in the middle of the night. Would the producers let him leave if he wanted to leave?
Yes, but I think they'd want him to like sit down and think about it, preferably right outside on the steps. You know, you got to think about it first, and then he could leave.
Like, "Chloe, wake up. There's a toy at the bottom of the pool. We told you need to clean up the toys before you left. I know that Francesca's in the pool, but you're supposed to clean it before you left, so we need you to go do a cannonball in the pool. We missed a shot the other night. We need you to go cannonball."
I like the toys thing.
Yeah, that's, you left a toy there. Like a koosh ball.
That pool is filled with noodles.
Yeah, noodles is my
12 noodles in there. It's a little basketball hoop.
You left the toy there. Do you see that he walked through Dom and George's room when he was leaving? Like, do you think he just walked into their room, or like, are their rooms connected? Like, what's happening?
Be connected. I think their rooms might be connected.
I hope that that he just like walked into their room randomly and was like, "I'm leaving."
Yeah. Don't wake them up. Dom worked hard to put her to sleep.
Well, he knew that they weren't having sex, so he just.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a safe bet.
Yeah, he knew it was the safest room to walk into. It didn't say do not disturb on the wooden thing, so he knew it was okay.
Right, right. I don't think there's any coming back from this for Shane. I kind of think he's screwed from this. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe Chloe is very forgiving because she was very forgiving of Mitchell.
Yeah.
So.
I believe in a thing called love just dipped to the rhythm of my heart, Ben. So let's do it. I believe that they can work it out, at least for the show. But I don't think they're together.
No.
I don't think anyone is together ever.
Unless Shane recently signed some sort of sports contract in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's the rumor. She's an LA sports athlete.
Maybe he's on the Lakers. Yes, LeBron did get hurt last night, so maybe he's now on the Lakers. I don't know.
Maybe he's repped by Adele's boyfriend.
It could be.
Rich, whatever his name is. Adele's boyfriend or husband or whatever, you know, that agent.
His sports agent, yeah. No.
Is it LeBron's agent that she's with? Someone's agent.
I forget.
Some guy. All right. Anyway, this has been a fun show. We'll be back tomorrow recapping episodes 11 and 12. If you've watched those episodes, I just want to thank the chat for not spoiling them because we have not watch them. I'm sad that Perfect Match is coming to a close, but thank you. Be sure to follow.
Do we still not know if we're getting a reunion or not? We still don't know this.
We still don't know. I don't think so.
It kind of seems like we're not. Yeah.
Yes. We're going to try to get interviews if they are allowed and if people will do them. We think we might be able to get a couple. We're going to try our best. So definitely stay tuned for that. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. We could really use the help and it really helps us in securing things like interviews. So please follow us on Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast. We're going to do
our ultimatums mean nothing now. So
take you fuck them up
for what you will.
Yeah. Definitely follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert. It's only $5 and you can listen to our final Match Center where we're going to recap the whole season. Think what we thought. We're going to give out awards to our favorite moments, our favorite people. There's going to be a theme. It's going to be really fun. Maria's going to be there. It's going to be a long podcast. It's going to be amazing. Go over social media. You don't want to miss it. Patreon.com/realityalert. That's coming out this weekend. And otherwise, we will see you tomorrow. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.